I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News. Montana's Attorney General today ruled Missoula cannot enforce an ordinance requiring gun sale background checks within the city limits. Edward O'Brien has more.
The Missoula City Council passed the background check ordinance last September. Soon after, State House Speaker Austin Knutson of Culbertson asked for Attorney General Tim Fox's legal opinion on the matter. Nobody Thursday seemed surprised Fox overturned Missoula's gun ordinance. Not Axman South firearms owner Rich Oxner, who opposed the measure from day one.
If you read the state constitution, it's pretty darn specific as far as what can be regulated. And I think all of us that are in the know when it comes to those things expected this ruling.
Missoula City Councilman Brian Von Losberg was one of the sponsors of the local background check measure.
The Attorney General made it very clear quite a long time ago where he stood on this issue, and I think that he and his staff have prepared an opinion that is consistent with that.
Attorney General Fox's opinion basically says state law does not allow cities to exercise any power that affects the right to bear arms. Fox spokesman Eric Sell says local governments have very narrow leeway when it comes to regulating firearms.
Certain things they can regulate is where you can and can't have concealed weapons, but the sale and transfer of firearms isn't one of those things, and the Missoula background check is a violation of state law.
Missoula City Attorney Jim Nugent said the ordinance fell under an exemption to state law. That exemption allows local governments to prevent convicted felons, illegal aliens, adjudicated mental incompetence, and minors from possessing firearms. Here's Eric Sell, the Attorney General spokesman.
Yeah, and that certainly is in statute, but the express prohibition of local governments from regulating the sale and transfer of firearms supersedes that lower authority of local government.
Fox's opinion said it was troubling that the city of Missoula's interpretation of state law could even allow a city to require a firearm registration program. That puzzles Missoula City Attorney Jim Nugent.
They didn't address everything that I think was relevant to what the city was doing. And they knew about these things because I had submitted this information to them about the liberal construction and the statute and the Constitution, and not once any suggestion anywhere about registration or anything like that.
Still, Missoula gun store owner Rich Oxner says the now overturned ordinance was completely unnecessary in the first place.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to do it because there's already federal guidelines on the same thing. You know, what I'd like to see is, you know, some of the federal laws that everybody's concerned about just being, you know, enforce some of the things that are out there.
City Councilman Brian Von Losberg, who was one of the ordinance's sponsors, says those background checks don't cover private transactions.
You know, the point was to save lives. And background checks aren't required in all transactions. But if we take the steps to require those as part of a responsible transaction, we have an opportunity to save lives.
The Attorney General's opinion has the force of law unless it's overturned by a court. Nobody we spoke with today had heard of any intent yet to challenge Tim Fox's opinion. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.